office. I have no idea what this call is about.
We're about to start a Freedom of Information Commission meeting. If you'd like to attend, you're welcome.
Okay, we are recording.
Which file number?
My question is, why are there other inmates attached to my Freedom of Information claim?
Mine as well.
Excuse me. This is a public meeting. This is the chairman, Owen Egan, and we're about to begin the meeting. If you'd like to attend, you may stay on. If you do not want to wish to attend the public meeting, open to the public, you can hang up, whichever you would prefer. But we're about to call the cases, and the information you're looking for will be revealed at that time.
Yes, it's Colleen Murphy, ready to begin over here.
Thank you.
Okay, again, Mr. Chairman, we're all set.
Okay. Good afternoon. My name is Owen Egan, and I am the chairman of the Freedom of Information Commission. This is the regular meeting of the commission, July 27th, 2022. Before we begin, I will take a roll call in alphabetical order so that the record reflects who is participating today. When I say your name, please indicate that you are present. Commissioner Barry. Commissioner Einhorn.
Here.
Commissioner Fusashi.
Here.
Commissioner Hankins.
Here.
Commissioner Streeter.
Here.
And myself, Chairman Owen Egan, here as well. Thank you. This meeting is open to the public and is being conducted solely through the use of electronic equipment due to the COVID-19 pandemic. It will be recorded in its entirety. For everyone participating in today's meeting, please remember to identify yourself first for the recording each time you are called upon to speak. All participants are expected to conduct themselves in a respectful manner at all times and not to interrupt the commission deliberations. If the commission believes any person's conduct is disruptive, that person will be placed on mute at the direction of the chairman. Further disruption may lead to that person's removal from the telephonic meeting. When the commission conducts both, it will be by roll call. I will conduct the roll call. First item, the consideration of the commission's minutes of the regular meeting, July 13, 2022. Do I hear a motion?
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Streeter, I'll move adoption of the minutes of the commission's regular meeting of July 13, 2022.
Commissioner Hankins, second.
Motion's been made and seconded. I'll take a roll call of those in favor. Commissioner Einhorn.
Yes.
Commissioner Fusashi.
Yes.
Mr. Hankin.
Yes.
Mr. Streeter.
Yes.
And Owen Egan, yes. Passes unanimously. Next, we will consider the hearing officer's reports. The hearing officer reports are all publicly accessible on our website, which is at www.cp.gov/FOI. Through links on the agenda for today's meeting. I will call the docket. If you are a party and wish to address the commission on the particular docket number, please let me know when I call it, and we will mark it ready. We will take up the cases in the order that they are called. Let's start with first docket number FIC 2021-0078, Ian Wright versus Armando Perez, Chief Police Department, City of Bridgeport, et al. Are you there, Mr. Wright? Is anyone there from the City of Bridgeport? This was withdrawn. I'd entertain a motion.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Commissioner Streeter, I'll move adoption of the hearing officer's report.
Commissioner Hankins, second.
Motion is made and seconded. Is there discussion? Hearing none, I'll take a roll call of those in favor. Commissioner Einhorn.
Yes.
Commissioner Fusashi.
Yes.
Commissioner Hankins.
Yes.
Commissioner Streeter.
Yes.
And myself, Owen Egan, yes. Passes unanimously. Next is docket number FIC 2021-0448, Jerron Ayas Peter Reichert, Chief Police Department, City of New London, et al. Are you there, Mr. Tyus? Is anyone there from the City of New London?
Attorney Brian Eastup on behalf of the City of New London.
Attorney Eastup, would you like to be heard?
Only to the extent we are in support of the recommended dismissal by the hearing officer.
Thank you. I entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, sorry, it's Colleen Murphy. We have one proposed amendment, not substantive, just to adjust one of the citations in the report from the hearing officer. Could I let her speak to that?
Please.
Hi, Mr. Chairman. This is just a correction. If you would look
at... Identify yourself, please.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman. This is Kathleen Ross. I was the hearing officer.
Oh, I'm sorry. I couldn't hear.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can you hear me now? Mr. Chairman, can you hear me better now?
I can hear you better now, yes.
Okay. So this is regarding docket number 2021-0448. This is Kathleen Ross. I was the hearing officer. In paragraph 14, I'd like to propose a correction. The second sentence cites to the Van Nostrand case. There's a full cite. The full citation is listed in that second sentence, but that citation should actually be to the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals case, which you'll see several sentences later. So the proposal would be that just to correct paragraph 14, so the second sentence would read, however, as the court stated in People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals versus Freedom of Information Commission, and that full citation there. So that's the first correction. And then down below where you see the full citation to the PETA case or the People for Ethical Treatment of Animals, that would just be id at 818, period. And then at the in the very last sentence where you see the citation, the short citation to the Van Nordstrand case, I would propose that we just put the full citation to the Van Nordstrand case.
Thank you, Attorney Goss. So, Attorney Murphy, did someone make a motion already?
It's Mr. Commissioner, this is David Collins. I'm the complainant in this case. I'd like to be heard if I can.
Mr. Collins, this is not your matter. We haven't gotten to that yet.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I saw the number. I'm sorry.
No, sir. We're on one of the earlier cases.
Attorney Murphy, did we have a motion? I can't remember.
No, I do not believe we had a motion.
Okay. So I'd entertain a motion to amend pursuant to Attorney Ross's recommendation.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Streeter, I move that we amend the hearing officer's report in the paragraph 14 for the correction of the further request of the hearing officer's correction.
Commissioner Hankins, second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Is there discussion on the amendment? Hearing none, I'll take a roll call of those in favor of the amendment. Commissioner Einhorn?
Yes.
Mr. Fuzeshi?
Yes.
Mr. Hankins?
Yes.
Mr. Streeter?
Yes.
And Owen Egan, yes. The amendment passes unanimously. Is there further discussion on the matter as amended? Attorney Eastup, did you wish to be heard on those amendments?
No, the city has no objection to the amendment.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, I'd entertain a motion on this matter as amended by Attorney Rock.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Streeter, I will, with the complaint out here, no objection to respond, and I move adoption of the amendment here.
Commissioner Hankins, second.
Okay, and a motion's been made by Commissioner Streeter, second.
Yes, Commissioner Hankins, second.
Commissioner Hankins seconded it?
Yes.
Okay. I'm sorry. There's a lot of background noise. I don't know whose phone that is, but if they could mute it, it would be helpful. Please. Motion's been made and seconded. Is there discussion? Hearing none, I'll take a roll call of those in favor. Commissioner Einhorn?
Yes.
Mr. Fuzeshi?
Yes.
Commissioner Hankins?
Yes.
Mr. Streeter?
Yes.
And Owen Egan, yes. Passes unanimously. Thank you. So next FIC 2021-0519, Juan Tyus versus Margaret Ackley, Chief Police Department, City of New London, et al. Mr. Tyus, are you there? Is there anyone there from the City of New London?
Attorney Brian Eastep on behalf of the City of New London.
Attorney Eastep, this was withdrawn. Do you wish to be heard?
Only that we support a forced dismissal based upon the withdrawal.
Thank you. All right, I'd entertain a motion.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Streeter, with no objection to the respondent, I move adoption of the hearing officer's report.
Commissioner Hankins, second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Is there any discussion? I'll take a roll call of those in favor then. Commissioner Einhorn?
Yes.
Commissioner Fusecci?
Yes.
Commissioner Hankins?
Yes.
Commissioner Streeter?
Yes.
And Owen Egan? Yes. Passes unanimously. Thank you, Attorney Spill. Next is docket number FIC 2021-0456, John Kaminsky versus Commissioner, State of Connecticut, Department of Administrative Services, et al. Is John Kaminsky there, please?
I am here.
Do you wish to be heard, Mr. Kaminsky?
Since getting me a chance to go through my files, I have no idea this is happening today. Nobody gave me any notification.
This was withdrawn by you, Mr. Kaminsky, so I don't know if you want to be heard on the withdrawal.
If it's been withdrawn, if I withdrew it, then there's no need to be heard.
Let's just ask Attorney Murphy, did Mr. Kaminsky withdraw case ending in 0456?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. That's what we have on the record.
Thank you, Attorney Murphy. So it was withdrawn, Mr. Kaminsky, so you would like us to act on it?
I'm also, if I send out withdrawal, I'm good.
Thank you. Is there anyone here from the State of Connecticut? Okay, I'd entertain a motion.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Streeter, I'll move adoption of the hearing officer's report.
Commissioner Hankins, second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Is there discussion? Hearing none. I'll take a roll call of those in favor. Commissioner Einhorn?
Yes.
Commissioner Fusecci?
Yes.
Mr. Hankins?
Yes.
Mr. Streeter?
Yes.
And myself, Owen Egan, yes. Passes unanimously. Thank you, Mr. Kaminsky.
That's it? Next,
you're good. Thank you.
Thanks.
Next is FIC 2021-0534, Terrell Candidate versus Commissioner, State of Connecticut, Department of Correction, et al. Is there anyone here on that matter? Terrell Candidate, are you there?
Yes.
Do you wish to be heard?
No, I have no objection to the finding or order.
Okay, thank you. Is there anyone here from the State of Connecticut, Department of Correction?
Yes. Yes, good afternoon, Mr. Commissioner. This is Tracy Brown from the Department of Correction. The department does not have an objection to the hearing officer's report and would urge its adoption as written.
Thank you. Thank you, Attorney Brown. I would entertain a motion.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Streeter, seeing that the complainant and the respondent do not have any objection, I move adoption of the hearing officer's report.
Commissioner Hankins, second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Is there discussion? Hearing none, I'll take a roll call of those in favor. Commissioner Einhorn?
Yes.
Commissioner Fusecci?
Yes.
Commissioner Hankins?
Yes.
Mr. Streeter?
Yes.
Myself, Owen Egan, yes. Thank you, Mr. Kennedy. Thank you, Attorney Brown. Always a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Next is docket number FIC 2020-0398, Michael Stinson versus Police Department, City of Bridgeport, et al. Is Michael Stinson there, please?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Would you like to be heard, Mr. Stinson?
Yes, sir. I would like to be heard.
Ready. Is there anyone here from Bridgeport? Okay. We'll mark that ready and you'll be able to be heard when we call it. Next. Thank you. Next is docket number FIC 2021-0225, Jason Hines versus Chairman, Library Board of Trustees, Town of Eastford, et al. Is Jason Hines there, please? Is anyone there from the Town of Eastford? Daniel Belanger, Chan and his library bowl. Daniel Belanger?
Yes, sir.
Would you like to be heard?
No, sir.
Great. I'm calling again Jason Hines. Are you there, Jason Hines? Hearing nothing, I'd entertain a motion.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. The complainant failed to appear, and this was a dismissal. With no objection to the respondent, I move adoption of the hearing officer's report.
Commissioner Hankins, second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none, I'll take a roll call of those in favor. Commissioner Einhorn?
Yes.
Commissioner Pizzeschi? Commissioner
Yes.
Commissioner Hankins?
Yes.
Mr. Streeter?
Yes.
Myself, Chairman Owen Egan, yes. Passes you unanimously. Thank you, Mr. Bollinger. Next, docket number FICC 1-0423, David Wolf versus Superintendent of Schools, Middletown Public Schools, et al. David Booth there, please. Is anyone there from Middletown, please?
Yes, Attorney Julie J. Graves on behalf of the respondent.
You have to repeat your last name, attorney.
Sure, it's Jaquays, J-A-Q-U-A-Y-S.
J-A-Q-U-A-I-S.
A-Y-S.
A-Y-S, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Would you like to be heard?
Just that we have no objection to the report as written.
Call again, David Booth.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, it's Colleen Murphy. We do have a note that Mr. Booth intended to participate, so.
So why don't we mark it ready then? We'll call it again.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Okay, docket number FIC 2021-0446, John Tim Bedaros. Tim Bedaros versus Director, Human Resources Department, Town of Fairfield. Is Mr. Tim Bedaros there, please? Is anyone there from the town of Fairfield?
Yes. Good afternoon, Attorney James Baldwin for the town of Fairfield.
You wish to be heard, Attorney Baldwin?
Nothing more than to urge adoption of the report.
Thank you. I'll call again as John Bedaros there, please. Thank you. I'd entertain a motion.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Commissioner Streeter, this was a dismissal, there's no objection of the respondent. I move adoption of the hearing officer's report.
Commissioner Hankins, second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Is there discussion? Hearing none, I'll take a roll call of those in favor. Commissioner Einhorn?
Yes.
Commissioner Pizzeschi?
Yes.
Commissioner Hankins?
Yes.
Commissioner Streeter?
Yes.
Myself, Owen Egan, yes. Passes unanimously. Thank you, Attorney Baldwin.
Thank you.
Next is docket number FIC 2021-0468, John Bedaros versus Director, Human Resources Department, Town of Fairfield, et al. Is John Bedaros here? Are you there, Attorney Baldwin?
I am here.
Do you wish to be heard on this matter?
Same as before, just urge the adoption of the dismissal. Thank you.
Thank you. I'd entertain a motion.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Streeter, this was a dismissal. Seeing no objection to the respondent, I move adoption of the hearing officer's report.
Is there a second? Is there a second?
A second, Attorney John Einhorn.
Commissioner Hankins, second.
I think Attorney Einhorn beat you to it. So motion's been made, second. Is there discussion? Okay. Hearing none, I'll take a roll call of those in favor. Commissioner Einhorn?
Yes.
Mr. Pizzeschi?
Yes.
Mr. Hankins?
Yes.
Mr. Streeter?
Yes.
And myself, Owen Egan, yes. Passes unanimously. Next, thank you, Mr. Baldwin. Next is FIC 2021-0459, James Nugent and Town of Trumbull versus Office of City Attorney, City of Bridgeport, et al. Is there anyone here on that matter? J- James Nugent, are you there? Anyone there from the city of Bridgeport? I'd entertain a motion.
Sorry, Commissioner Streeter. But just looking at my notes, I do have a note that Mr. Nugent indicated he wanted to participate. So I'm not sure where he is right now. We'll see if we can locate him if you want to pass on this one, too.
We'll mark that ready. Thank you, Attorney Murphy.
Excuse me, everyone. When will the meeting start for inmate Michael Spence from Bridgeport Correctional Center? Just curious.
Who is this?
This is Correctional Counselor Maury from Bridgeport Correctional Center. I'm facilitating the call for him, which is
when we finish the call, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 more matters after the call, we'll take up his matter first.
Okay, because I leave at 3 p.m., so I just want to make sure that this is over before then. If not,
I think we'll get to it well before.
Awesome. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you. So then we have next docket number FIC 2021-0470, Greg Haythorn and Jen Haythorn versus Chairman, Board of Education, Weston Public Schools, and Board of Education, Weston Public Schools. Is Greg Haythorn there, please? Jen Haythorn there, please. Is anyone there from the Weston Public Schools?
Yes, Commissioner. Again, this is Attorney Julie Jakeley on behalf of the respondents.
Would you like to be heard?
I'd just like to respectfully request that the Commission adopt the decision in full.
Thank you. I entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Streeter, seeing that the complainants are not here and there's no objection to the respondent, I move adoption of the hearing officer's report.
Commissioner Hankins, second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Is there discussion? Hearing none, I'll take a roll call of those in favor. Commissioner Einhorn?
Yes.
Commissioner Kizesh?
Yes.
Commissioner Hankins?
Yes.
Mr. Streeter?
Yes.
And myself, Owen Egan, yes. Passes unanimously. Next is docket number FIC 2021-0492, Lee Czar versus Commissioner, State of Connecticut, Department of Emergency Services and Public Protection, et al. Is Louise Czar there, please? Is anyone there from the State of Connecticut? This was withdrawn. I'd entertain a motion.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. As you, this Commissioner Streeter, as you mentioned, it was withdrawn and dismissed. I move adoption of the hearing officer's report.
Commissioner Hankins, second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, I'll take a roll call of those in favor. Commissioner Einhorn?
Yes.
Commissioner Kizesh?
Yes.
Commissioner Hankins?
Yes.
Commissioner Streeter?
Yes.
And Owen Egan, yes. Passes unanimously. Next is docket number FIC 2022-0048, David Collins and the Day versus Mayor, City of New London, and City of New London. Is anyone there from the Day?
Yes, this is David Collins. I'm here. Thank you.
Would you like to be heard, Mr. Collins?
Yes, please.
Okay, I'll mark that ready. Is there anyone here from the City of New London on that matter?
Attorney Jeffrey Londrigan on behalf of the respondents.
Thank you, Attorney Londrigan. We'll mark that ready. Mark that ready. Next is docket number FIC 2022-0076, Vernon Lethbridge versus Attorney General, State of Connecticut, Office of the Attorney General, et al. Is there anyone here on that matter?
Yes, Assistant AG Robert Shea for the Attorney General's Office.
Thank you, Attorney Shea. You wish to be heard?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just to support the hearing officer's report.
Thank you. Call again, Vernon Lethbridge. Are you there, Mr. Lethbridge? Hearing nobody answering that call, I think a motion.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, Mr. Streeter, the complainant had failed to appear and was dismissed. No objection of the Assistant Attorney General. I move adoption of the hearing officer's report.
Commissioner Hankins, second.
Motion's been made, seconded. Is there discussion? Hearing none, I'll take a roll call. Those in favor. Commissioner Einhorn?
Yes.
Commissioner Kizesh?
Yes.
Commissioner Hankins?
Yes.
Commissioner Streeter?
Yes.
And myself, Chairman Owen Egan, yes. Passes unanimously. Thank you, Attorney Shea.
Thank you.
Right. So, before we consider the cases, I will ask the Executive Director and General Counsel, Colleen Murphy, to please make some general announcements.
Sure. As has been previously indicated, this matter is being recorded in its entirety, so there's no need to request a recording. And the entire recording will be available on the Commission's website very soon after this meeting. If you should have any issues accessing that, please contact the Commission. And second, pursuant to our regulations, oral arguments, 10 minutes per side, and I'll keep track of that for the parties.
Thank you, Attorney Murphy. All right, so we'll begin with the first matter, which is docket number FIC 2020-0398. Michael Stinson versus Police Department, City of Bridgeport, Essex. Are you there, Mr. Stinson?
Yes, I'm here.
Thank you. Has anyone arrived from the City of Bridgeport? Okay, Mr. Stinson, you have the floor.
Well, my name is Michael Stinson, and I oppose that my case be thrown out or dismissed. I'm in opposition of that. I've been, for the longest time, for nearly 2 years now, trying to receive information pertaining to a case that I caught. I requested body cam footage and dash cam footage. It was actually two incidents. One incident was on December 3rd of 2017, and the other incident was on March 18th, 2018. The city did provide me with the body cam footage from the officer. From the March 18, 2018 case. So I am satisfied with that part. But from the December 3rd, 2017 incident, they have provided me with absolutely nothing. And
I'm going to interrupt you. You didn't appear at the hearing. So do you want to address that first?
I didn't even know that there was a hearing. I wasn't in the custody. I was free at the time, and I was driving trucks over the road. So I didn't even receive notification. And I had, the last time that I spoke on the phone and they had the city's attorney there, I gave them my mother's telephone number so that if they were trying to reach me, that they could reach me through that number, because at the time I didn't have a telephone. And
so
they don't
have an obligation to give you notice of the hearings that we schedule.
I'm sorry. I didn't receive notice of the hearing. I didn't receive it. As I said, I was driving trucks across the road. I'm a over the road truck driver, and I didn't receive it.
What should have occurred, and it doesn't sound like it occurred, was that when you moved or changed addresses, I think you were incarcerated at the time. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
No, so your address would have been wherever you were incarcerated. You were obligated to send a notice to this body, the FOI, stating, hey, I moved, and any future letters or notices should come to me at my mother's address or my grandmother's address.
I did do that because we were on the phone and I was incarcerated, and I told him, I said, listen, I'm due to be released within the next 2 to 3 weeks. And
you would have
this would be my address.
You would have had to send the new address in writing. Did you send something in writing to our office?
I did not, because I was under the impression that by speaking to all of those parties on the phone would suffice, and everybody said that they were in agreement with that and that things would be sent to my mother's house.
Did you speak to anybody at the FOI commission?
There was someone on the phone from the FOI, myself, and I believe Attorney Scuscella or something like that from the City of Bridgeport. The three of us were on the phone. And it was agreed upon. And that's when the city attorney sent the information from the March 18, 2018 case to my mother's house. So things started going to my mother's house. Because while I was incarcerated, I couldn't have a DPD. So I asked that it be sent to my mother's house, and I was going to be released within 3 weeks. So they sent that portion to my mother's home. So it's not as if everybody involved didn't have the address. Address was being used, sir.
Hold on a second. Attorney Murphy, is there anything in the file that bears that out?
We can We can check the file. If you can just hold on for a moment. Our hearing officer in this matter is not here today, but I know, I believe, Attorney Hyde might have assisted her on this, and he might be able to speak to what happened at the hearing. It looks to me from the paperwork like this, what was agreed upon was a postponement to try to settle it.
And a
good amount of time was given for that, and then we rescheduled but didn't know where to reach Mr. Svensson. So we can look in the file.
Do we have a timing issue with this file?
I don't think we do. I do have Attorney Hyde here. I'm trying to get a signal from him if he thinks he has anything to add.
I wasn't at the rescheduled hearing.
Okay.
I don't think that it's fair that on one hand you said that they sent information to my mother's house and then turn around and say that they have no address to contact us. Because the information that I received was sent to 179 Yarmouth Drive, Bridgeport, Connecticut, which was the DVD from the March 18, 2018 incident. So they settled that part of it. They just didn't settle the second part of it. Or should I say the first part? Because it was December 3rd, 2017. So you can't send information and then turn around and say, oh, well, we have no way to contact you. We have no way to send information. You already sent some of it.
Attorney Hyde?
I was incorrect. Attorney Hyde was not at the hearing in question, but another one of our lawyers, Attorney Smith, was. So she may have something to offer. She's here at the office with me if you'd like to hear from her.
Sure.
Okay. One moment.
Good afternoon, commissioners. I was sitting in and observing the hearing. We did look in the file and inquire of the clerk of where the notice was sent. It was sent to 178 Yarmouth Drive in Bridgeport, Connecticut. And
that is the wrong address.
Okay, so that apparently was the address that they had on record based on what was provided.
I'm sorry, sir. The address is 179, not 178. And the previous information that was sent to me was sent to the correct address, 179. So
yeah.
It's possible somebody just made a mistake or a typo. That is possible.
Let me just, maybe I didn't speak clearly enough. It was 179 Yarmouth Drive, Bridgeport, Connecticut. That is the address we have.
And that's where the notice went to?
Yes. That's based on our records, that's where it was mailed to.
So I'm going to ask the other commissioners, the timing issue here, based on Mr. Simpson's representation that he didn't receive notice, does it make sense to continue this so it can be heard?
This is Commissioner Hankins. I would give him suspension the benefit of the doubt there. I think he's trying very hard to have his matter determined. So yeah, I would mark it over and do it again. In other words, not dismiss it.
Does any of the other commissioners have anything to say?
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Streeter, I would agree with Commissioner Hankins. This time is not an issue. Typically, if it was time was an issue, this was just a records request. He'd always just correct to do it again. But since he's already gone through the process, he's been waiting for his chance. I know it was a failure to appear, but giving, as Mr. Hankins said, giving him the benefit of the doubt, if we have some time, let's send it back to whoever's going to be the new hearing officer in this case.
This is Commissioner Cusace. I would agree to that. I would also agree that it would be appropriate to resend notice and rescind.
So,
thank you.
If I might, and Colleen Murphy, perhaps the best would be a motion to reopen. We do still have the hearing officer. It's Attorney Perlman. She's just not here today with us. So we'll be able to have her take the matter up again if that is your desire.
I should have turned the page. That's my mistake. I assumed it might have been one of the somebody that had left us. So. Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Street, I move that we reopen the hearing.
Commissioner Hankins, second.
Motion to reopen has been made and seconded. Is there discussion? Hearing none, I'll take a roll call of those in favor of reopening the matter. Mr. Einhorn?
Yes.
Mr. Fuseschi?
Yes.
Mr. Hankins?
Yes.
Mr. Streeter? Mr. Streeter?
Sorry, yes.
Owen Egan, yes. Passes unanimously. So, Mr. Stinson, your matter's been reopened. You're going to get a notice of another hearing. I would suggest that you call in and make sure that you receive notice and put it on your calendar so you can attend and then start that process.
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Streeter, is it possible that since you know we're all here, is it possible you can give us the address now or?
Well, I'm back on a technical violation, which is basically 6 weeks. So if the matter is not going to be heard before 6 weeks, the best address is still the same one, 179 Yarmich, that's Yaremich Drive, Bridgeport, Connecticut, 06606.
All right. Thank you for that, Mr. Chair.
So I just want to be clear, Mr. Stinson, that's the address we're going to use. I don't know whether it's going to be 2 weeks or 6 weeks, but that's the address we're going to use.
Okay, I'm in constant contact with my mother, like every day. I call her every day to check out. So
we should address it to you, Mr. Stinson.
No problem.
At that address.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you. And I appreciate you. I appreciate all of you. Thank you.
Yep. Have a great day. Thank you. All right. Moving on. Next matter is docket number FIC 2020-0423, David Booth versus Superintendent of Schools, Middletown Public Schools, et al. Is David Booth there, please?
Mr. Chairman, Colleen Murphy again. We attempted to reach Mr. Booth, and I have a communication from our clerk that Mr. Booth is running late and is going to call in.
But we can't hold off forever.
Right.
So I don't know when he intends to call in. Did he give us an indication?
I have none, no.
Okay. So we'll hold off and we'll take the next two matters and then we'll come back to it. Okay. All right, so we'll move on. We'll pass David Booth's matter, and we'll move on to docket number FIC 2021-0459, James Nugent and the Town of Trumbull versus Office City of the City Attorney, City of Bridgeport, and City of Bridgeport. James Nugent there, please.
On this one, Mr. Chairman, he too had indicated he wanted to participate, but I now have a note saying that he is not participating, so you can proceed with this one.
Okay. Is there anyone there from the City of Bridgeport at this time? With that, I'd entertain a motion.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Commissioner Streeter, I move adoption of the hearing officer's report.
Commissioner Hankins, second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Is there discussion? Hearing none, I'll take a roll call of those in favor. Mr. Einhorn?
Yes.
Mr. Fuseschi?
Yes.
Mr. Hankins?
Yes.
Mr. Streeter?
Yes.
And myself, Owen Egan? Yes. Passes unanimously. Moving on to docket number FIC 2022-0048, David Collins and the Day versus Mayor, City of New London, et al. Are you there, Mr. Collins?
Yes, I am.
Are you there, Attorney Landergan?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. All right, so this was dismissed. So, Mr. Collins, would you like to begin?
Thank you. I'm concerned that the dismissal was based on a letter that was written by the police commissioner saying that there was a safety risk in disclosing the locations of the surveillance cameras in the City of New London.
And first of all, I'm concerned, and I'm not familiar with the process, but it seems to me that the law says pretty clearly that the safety letter, if it's going to use this exemption, should be filed promptly. And in this case, it was filed well after the request was denied by the City of London and well after the appeal began for the FBI Commission. So it seems inappropriate to allow an exemption that was begun long after the denial was made by the City of London. But really, much more importantly, I think, is the issue of the exemption itself and the fact that I know the hearing officer cites some law, and again, I'm not a lawyer, but she cites in the law in her own decision that when these kinds of safety risk assessments are made, the commission needs to find that they were, this determination was not frivolous, patently unfounded, or made in bad faith. And I would argue that there seems to be, it would seem to me that there is frivolous and bad faith, the police commissioner siding with the New London police to hide these cameras. But even more importantly, and certainly there's nothing to indicate that the commission in any way looked into that and made a determination in any way. So since this is the hinge, this is what hinges, the dismissal hinges on, this determination of a safety risk, and yet there was no testimony, there was no clarification of what that was. It would seem that it wouldn't necessarily, it couldn't possibly meet this bar that the commission find it was not frivolous, unfounded, or made in bad faith. In fact, it would seem like that would be the exact opposite if you think about it. If these surveillance cameras are going to be publicly identified, their locations, that would seem to lower the risk of crime. People would know the cameras aren't there and there would be less of a safety risk. So I would ask the commission to look more closely at the exemption. It's a very important issue and has broad implications about not just New London police, but in general, the police have been using these new, very technological savvy cameras and how they're going to be deployed and whether or not they have to disclose that to the public. And I hope the commission will look really, really closely at this, I think, problematic exemption that's been cited here. Thank you very much for your time and attention.
Thank you, Mr. Collins. Is Attorney Ross there, please?
Yes, she is. She's coming up to the desk.
Hello, Mr. Chairman. This is Kathleen Ross.
Hi, Attorney Ross.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thank you. Could you address Mr. Collins' concerns, please?
About the legal standard?
Yes, and then everything you talked
about. I think the legal standard is pretty clear. The commission really doesn't have a lot of discretion in these kinds of cases, in the B18 and in the B19 cases. And when I say that, that's the shorthand for 1-210B18, which we see a lot in the inmate cases, and 1-210B19, where other public agencies may request a security risk assessment. I think sort of the opposite of what Mr. Collins believes, that the standard is very high, that actually the standard is very low. The commission can only really look at whether the reasons given are frivolous or patently unfounded. I think that's a pretty low standard, meaning the commission just doesn't have a lot of discretion in these kinds of cases.
Mr. Chairman, do we want to hear from Attorney Lonergan?
Oh, you know what? I apologize. Yes, Attorney Lonergan. Thank you very much, Commissioner. Attorney Lonergan?
Yes, for the record, thank you. Attorney Jeffrey Lonergan on behalf of the respondents. Just very briefly, the respondents feel that, pursuant to General Statute 1-210B19, The commissioner of the Department of Emergency Services and Public Protection did determine that disclosure of the location of the public safety cameras would constitute a safety risk and compromise public safety. And I think a fair reading of his opinion, which was submitted for the record, shows that his determination was not frivolous, unfounded, or made in bad faith. I will state that admittedly, the request for to the commissioner was not done promptly when the complainant's request was first received. During the hearing, the police chief for the city of New London did testify that based upon his 28 years of experience in law enforcement, that he reasonably believed that the disclosure might create a safety risk by revealing an investigatory technique pursuant to General Statute 1-210B3. And in fact, by example, the chief did testify that the public safety camera system was instrumental in solving a fatal shooting that happened within the city of New London. Additionally, based upon his experience, the chief testified that he later on believed that there might be an alternate ground for redacting the requested information under B19. And then at that point in time, the opinion of the commissioner on that alternate ground was ultimately asked for. But I would submit that the city's delay in asking the commissioner for an opinion on the alternate ground was not done in any sort of bad faith, and I don't believe there was any evidence that that delay was in bad faith. But regardless of the timing of the request, I think it's clear that the commissioner did render an opinion that the disclosure of the redacted information would constitute a safety risk and compromise public safety. And in the absence of any evidence that the commissioner's decision was frivolous or unfounded or made in bad faith, we would respectfully request that the commission adopt the findings and the decision of the hearing officer. Nothing further. So just to thank you for your time and your consideration.
Thank you. Mr. Collins, do you wish to address?
Just briefly, thank you. Just briefly, again, I'd say from hearing from both the hearing officer and from Mr. Londrigan, it's pretty clear that the only thing that we know about the commissioner's safety risk assessment was really a two-sentence communication that was introduced into evidence. And for the commissioner and for Mr. Londrigan's announcement, or I'm sorry, the hearing officer, Mr. Londrigan's announcement suggested that it wasn't frivolous, patently unfounded, or made in bad faith, which is the criteria. I don't know how they can suggest that, since it seems to me pretty obvious that the commissioner just made this assessment, a two-sentence assessment, because he was asked to by the New Orleans police, and because it will make it easier for police around the state to not disclose the locations of these, which they probably should under FOI law. So anyway, I would hope that the commission would try to insist on a more clear enunciation of the reasons for the safety risk, the commissioner's reasons, since it is going to create a denial of the public access to find out where these cameras are, these secret cameras are located. That's all. So thank you very much for hearing.
What two-sentence assessment are you pointing to in the decision, please?
It was introduced into the hearing was the commission, state police commissioner's risk of safety assessment, which is what the hearing officer, I believe, based her exemption, her allowance for the exemption and the denial of the request based on, I think it was just two sentences, maybe it's three.
Where is that paragraph?
It was introduced into evidence and then it's cited in number article 13 in the hearing officer's opinion. If these records release and reveal locations of the equipment is known, assist wrongdoers in circumventing police protections and compromising public safety, and it would make it easier to develop ways to foil the use of the equipment and or its operational capability. Again, that's all we sort of know from the commissioner why he thinks it's a safety risk. And really from common sense, it wouldn't seem to be a safety risk. I mean, if there's a hidden camera going in my driveway, photographing me, if I know where that is, I'm like less likely to do something wrong and commit a crime, it seems to me. So I just feel like the whole decision hinges on this safety assessment, which was clearly made by the police commissioner at the request of the city, well into the appeal of my of the denial, my appeal to the FOI commission,
So that's sort of at the 11th hour, the commissioner wrote this two or three sentence assessment to help the city make its case. And I feel like in order to base the decision, for the commission to base its decision on this really important matter, that they ought to hear more about what that is, what the safety risk is. I mean, maybe there is a safety risk and maybe he can enumerate it, but there's certainly not nothing on the record before the commission that says why it's a safety risk and why the public should deny that pretty simple thing, which is public record of where these cameras are located. Thank you.
Thank you. Do any of the other commissioners have any questions? Hearing none, I entertain a motion.
Commissioner Hankins, I move that the matter be adopted.
Is there a second?
Commissioner Springer, I second it.
Motion is made and seconded. Is there discussion? Hearing none, I'll take a roll call of those in favor. Commissioner Einhorn?
Yes.
Mr. Giuseppe?
Yes.
Mr. Hankins?
Yes.
Mr. Streeter?
Yes.
Myself, Owen Egan, yes. He passes unanimously. Thank you, Mr. Collins. Thank you, Attorney Lenigan.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to go back and recall docket number FIP 2021-0423, David Booth versus Superintendent of Schools, Middletown Public Schools, and Middletown Public Schools. Are you there, Mr. Booth?
Yes, I am.
Great. Is anyone there? Is Attorney Jeff Weiss there for Middletown?
Yes, Commissioner, I'm still here.
Thank you. All right, so this matter was dismissed. Booth, would you like to begin?
If I understand the information that was provided to me by your office, it appears that you guys kind of like it was founded in my favor on this, so I don't really have much to say except thank you. And I hope that the Middletown Board of Ed will actually look into the training to receive on how to do FOIA cases and be able to provide the information at a prompt time. As I know, that's been an issue, an ongoing issue with them. And, even as with having another FOIA case being listed in front of the Board of Ed and it's going on 4 months with no response either, it just proves my point and any other individual from Middletown has been having the same issue is that there appears to be delay tactics and for whatever reason they want to choose. It came out during the hearing that the individual who handles all the FOIA cases, there was one individual working in the IT department, and I understand that at the time that my request came in, they were shorthanded, but as the time went on, they hired additional support. And to not train those individuals to help to do the job is for one person to maintain doing that. I don't know how a business, any business, would actually suffice. Even with the federal government, with their own FOIA cases, with among the different federal agencies, all have a number of employees to handle FOIA cases when FOIA requests are coming. So for the fact that I understand that the Middletown Public Schools is not a federal entity, nor is it a state entity, but with the increase of FOIA requests coming in because of everything that's been going on, I think it would have been a smart move for the Board of Ed to actually train some additional individuals and help with the increase of FOIA cases. It still appears that they dropped it kind of to one person who handles everything, which was outside of their job duty. But again, it's the Middletown Public Schools and they are trying to adjust. And I know a lot of their reasons is because they're short staff, they're losing people, it's COVID. And I can be sympathetic to an extent, but in my case, when we've gone, you know, almost a year, and I still have not received the information that I was seeking, even to this point, just tells me that there's something more that's going on with the Middletown Public Schools, and this is just a scratch of the surface with what's going on in the Middletown Public Schools. Thank you.
Thank you. And I misspoke. There was a decision in your favor, and it indicated that the respondent would strictly comply with the promise provision. So, Attorney Jacquees, I should have let you go first. Would you like to say anything in response?
I would just like to say that the respondents disagree with the representation that delay tactics were purposefully used in this case, and the record, the hearing officer was correct that the record does not support a need for training as the complainant stated. The record does support that, you know, at the time there was a lack of staff support, which the district corrected and has since hired folks to assist with FOIA responses, and there was also a turnover in district leadership at the time, which is reflected in the decision. That is all the comments that the respondent has to add. Thank you, Commissioner.
Thank you. Do any of the commissioners have any questions? Either party?
No.
I'd entertain a motion then.
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Streeter, I'll move adoption of the hearing officer report.
Commissioner Hankins, second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Is there discussion? Hearing done. I'll take a roll call of those in favor. Commissioner Einhorn?
Yes.
Commissioner Fuzeschi?
Yes.
Commissioner Hankins?
Yes.
Commissioner Streeter?
Yes.
Myself, Owen Egan, yes. Passes unanimously. Thank you, Mr. Booth. Thank you, Attorney Chuck Wheat.
Thank you.
Great. So, Attorney Murphy, I think that's everything.
Yes.
So we're on report on pending appeals.
Yes, we are. And I believe Attorney Harmon wanted to fill you in on a new appeal. So I see she's on board here. Attorney Harmon?
Thank you. I just wanted to report that Energy Policy Advocates has filed an appeal with regard to the Commission's final decision after consideration, docket number 2020-0122. And also the Commission's final decision after reconsideration in docket number 2020-0320. It looks like the appeal was timely filed. However, they packaged the one appeal with the two final decisions, which is inappropriate. So we will get an appearance filed in this appeal and deal with the bundling, I guess you could say, of two final decisions in one appeal, which we've seen before, and we know that, we really have to file an individual appeal for each decision. So we'll take care of that, and I will report back to you as the case moves forward.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Any questions? Okay.
Okay, thank you. Next, getting a little echo now.
Yeah, me too.
One moment. We can move on to the executive director's report and the status of our operations. Again, we're moving forward for the in-person process, and it looks like that'll be the week of September 5th, where we do in-person hearings. And probably our first commission meeting, September 14th. And I will send out, I had intended to send out before this meeting, but I was trying to find the final iteration of our processes, how we think that this will work for us. So I'll send that out after this meeting, and perhaps we can talk about it in a little more detail at the next meeting. We've got two components where we want to make sure we obviously comply with the laws for remote meetings returning to in-person meetings, and but also we want to take advantage of technology a little bit and perhaps afford another layer of transparency. So That's going to be a component. We hope to still allow the public to call in and, you know, listen to our meetings, to not have to appear in person. That's for the public. So just to add that, and also to continue posting our recordings on our website so that people can access them readily. But those are just two components, and I'll send that out to you soon after this meeting. I think that's it under my report, unless you want to ask me questions now about that. Under staff reports, we do have our newest lawyer starting on Friday, the 29th. Kevin will be joining us, and we're a little squished now in our office space, but I'm working on acquiring just a tiny bit more space for us. That's quite a little process, but we have almost outgrown our space a year in here, which we sort of predicted might happen, but we're working on that. On a legislative report, nothing new there, and no new business. So I'm all set unless you have questions.
Do any of the commissioners have any questions?
No.
I entertain a motion to adjourn. Thank you, everyone.
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Streeter, I move we adjourn.
Commissioner Hank, a second.
Motion's made and seconded. I'll take a roll call of those in favor. Commissioner Einhorn?
Yes.
Commissioner Fudeshi?
Yes.
Mr. Hankins?
Yes.
Mr. Streeter?
Yes.
Myself, Owen Egan, yes. We're adjourned. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
That was great.
Thank you, Commissioner Einhorn, for being on standby. We made it through.
Thank you. Thank you, John.
No problem. And Rhode Island apparently is safe.
Okay.
I'm going to look that up.
Okay.
Thank you,
everyone.
Thank you all.